produced by my next guest, Kevin Hawke, has written A Year of the Banner, which is 500 full pages of facts about the county, and at least one, and often several more, stories of events that have taken place on dates across the year. Kevin is with us in studio now. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme. It's a simple idea, but the simple ideas are often the best ideas. You've put an awful lot of work into this. Tell us about it.
Well, when I was teaching years ago, I started teaching in Limerick in 1975, and one of the things we had was on this day, we used to have that book on the desk, and the lads really enjoyed looking up, you know, their birthday and whatever, and then it grew to, it became a daily thing. But three years ago, two friends of mine, Michael Hanley and Michael O'Brien, we did the Wild Atlantic Way, Clare version of it, and I was, you know, I'm from Carrigaholt, Donaha back there, and they were sent to me, like, I'd a lot of bits and pieces from back there, you know, like so Eugene O'Curry and the Little Ark and the, some of the stories from Kilkee. So the next thing, Michael Handy appeared with this book called A Year of the Dish, and he says, "Now, Kevin, there's your homework for the winter." So there was my homework. It was like back to school. So that's where it came from. And, it, you know, I really only worked at it when the clock went back. I went back. That was it.
Very good. But again, 500 pages. You've got lots of photographs, but there's plenty on each page in terms of stories and details. There's an awful lot of research that goes into a project like this.
Well, there is. But you think about it is, I always met great people in life, but I met exceptional people in that. And unfortunately, there's one of them, well, there's a very good friend of mine from going back to donkey's years, Noel Clancy, God love him, he passed away there this year. He was invaluable. You know, he'd ring me up and he'd say, "Did you hear the story about?" And he had one about Jane Hogan from Mullock. She was in the Lusitania. And they got when it was sunk off the Cork coast, and they got a telegram in Mullock that she was dead. So the following day she walked down through Mullock. She wasn't. She had been rescued, and she spent the night in Cork. She got the train to Ennis from Cork, and she walked from Ennis to Mullock. And she could you imagine? Now, that's one story. Noel had a whole pile of other ones. And the last time I spoke to Noel was... he rang me from hospital, and he said to me, "Come here, have you the story about the three blacksmiths in Milltown Malbay?" And he went on to tell me that there were three blacksmiths in Milltown Malbay. Don't ask me the year now, but it was 18-something. I think it was 1860-something, but it doesn't matter anyway. But the landlord evicted some people back near there anyway. When the landlord's horses were brought into Milltown, the three blacksmiths refused to shoe them. So the next thing that happened was they were taken to court, and they got a day, 28 days in jail. They got a day for each horseshoe nail they didn't drive, and the horses, you know, there's stories like that there, and there are some, you know, there's some, like the story of Spancel Hill, that's in it as well. And
it's a social history, it's a community, like it's stories not just like that. Some of the big events are there as well, of course, but it's, I mean, I was just flicking through the events of this week. You have a man from Kilrush who played for Ireland in 1888 against New Zealand in rugby. The first ever independent computer was installed in Shannon on this week. Lots of different things, you know. It's some of the obvious stories, but some of the less obvious ones as well. To your credit.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at the acknowledgements there, the Clare County Library website was invaluable, and the two gentlemen there in the study centre, they were outstanding. And one day I was in there, and I was just browsing through the old Clare champions, and I came across one about Clahan's drew with Kilrush in a match, and I was just looking down through it, and I recognised the name Austin Hanrahan. So I took a photo of it, and I sent it to Pat. Pat was used to teach in Clocklea, and... great Dunbeg man, of course. And I sent it to Pat and I said, "Oh, this is your uncle," or whatever. And he sent me back a message. Oh, yeah, he was one of the welders in Apollo 11. So you can imagine, I went, "He was what?" So if you go to the 20th of July there, Austin Hanrahan was one of the high skill, there's a proper word for it, but he was a high skill welder in Apollo 11. And the research there, even that he got from the astronauts. So, you know, Dunbeg now can boast that they put a man on the moon while Liscannor put a man underwater with John P. Holland, you know. What I was saying there, I met Mr. McInerney, Mort McInerney there at the weekend, and I said to him, they'll have to have a festival in Dunbeg or something, because The 20th of July, they put a man on the moon. The 19th of July, 1992, his son Francis lifted the Munster Senior Football Championship. And on the 19th of July, 1961, Michael Hock came third in the Catholic Student Games. It was 3,000 metres.
Yeah.
But the story behind Michael's is Michael Hock is he had a dead leg a day before it. He was unable to jog on the morning of the. It was a Wednesday morning. They were held in Drogheda, and he went out that evening. He came fourth in the mile, and of course, knowing Michael, he wasn't happy. He went out and he came third in the 2 miles of whatever it was. So, there's a lot of stuff in it as well about. As I said, I've. From Biddy Early to Sansenon and a lot of people in between.
Is it strongly West Clare?
No. Do you see the horse, the young man there on the horse? That's Rhys Williams here.
Of course.
No, he won the European gold and silver with the team. But Rhys is going to Germany after Christmas for the jump offs. He's now rated third in the world in his category.
His age group, yeah.
So you have that and... I would have the Killaloe or the Fecal Martyrs, you know, the lads who were killed on Killaloe Bridge that time. I would have a fair bit of that. There's a fair lot of social history, and there's a good lot from you see, there was a lot of great books done by the Rambles of Slieve Ochty was very good, and Father Reuben Butler's social history of Newmarket and that. There was some fabulous stuff in that, and there's. Then there's a great story there about a European record that was set, I think it was 1968, back in Milltown, Malba. It was a frog jumping competition, and James O'Friel, there'll be James of Curtin O'Friel here. Hmm. His frog jumped, jumped around 10 feet or something. The record hasn't been broken yet. So, you know, you have some sort of very serious stuff, and then you have more serious, like where there's European records made in Milltown, Malba.
And you've marked a lot of the tragedies as well that have touched this county over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you should see with the amount of shipwrecks that were out after
there. Yeah.
And then you had the. You had the emergency landings of some of the RAF planes. Like there was one back there off Dunbeg there, Dougmore, and three people got ashore alive. One died of hypothermia. Two survived. One of them got killed in his last flying mission of that war. And the third guy, I can't remember his name, but he used to come back and visit the Shanahans back there because the Shanahans that looked after him. And his ashes are spread back there now.
Wow.
He died only a few years ago, you know.
That was during World War II. I read that one this morning.
Pardon?
That was on this week that occurred in December. I read that particular story this morning. So look at the book, it's comprehensive, it's broad, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories in it. It was at least one for each date
and
across
the year. Covered.
Hmm?
29th of February. I have two there.
Fair play to you. The book was, you were telling me as well before you came here, it's going very well for you so
it
far?
It is. I can't keep them out there. I'm very pleasantly surprised. I just got a handful. I thought, well, like they're flying. I'd even to get onto the printer this morning before I came up. And it's just people are enjoying bits and pieces, and it's amazing the amount of people whose relatives are in it. You know, there's stuff about boxing in there. There's an article on Colin Flynn and Ollie Markham, and there's the they're from Innistime and Daverns. I can't think of the first name now, but anyway. But there's quite an amount of that. There's athletics is covered. There's Willie Keane and his brother-in-law Lawrence Larkin in 1974. The two won All Ireland titles in the one day. That's in there as well. You know,
there's lots in it. There's absolutely. Yeah. And we're only touching on it. And to be honest, there's no way that you can get into the book without opening it up, basically, because there's all sorts of different stories that are there, the obvious, the less obvious. And that's why I said, and I know you kind of were saying, I give you a big introduction, people will learn from this. People will, no matter how ingrained they are in their communities and in their counties, you will learn stories and you will learn little tidbits. So I was going to say, the book is available if you can find it effectively. Seems to be there.
You'll find it all right. Well, it's available from Kilbeha to Innistime, and the gallery in Kilbeha have it, Carrigo Hall Post Office and Keane's Pub in Carrigo Hall, Hawk Central Stores in Kilkee, Hayes is in the Square in Kilkee, Rita McInerney in Dunbeg, Michael Larkin in Milltown, Malba, Fitzpatrick's in Innistime, O'Mahony's here in Ennis, O'Mahony's in Limerick and Tralee. I hope to get into Easton's and Shannon this week, talking Leaves and Castletroy Shopping Centre, Whelan's and Kilrush. I haven't put it into a whole lot of shops. I kind of put it in one in each town, or, well, there are two in Kilkee and two in Carrigahall, because they're home turf after.
Lovely stuff. Well, look, we wish you all the best with it. And well done. Genuinely, there's
thanks
a lot of work that's gone into this, and it's interesting.
Thank you so much.
Every few pages is a story that make you go, wow.
Yeah,
that's the best compliment I can give you. Kevin, I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us. It is called A Year of the Banner. It is 500 pages full. It is available now in all the shops that Kevin just listed. We'll talk sport in a couple of minutes' time here on Morning Focus.